two 5-stars on campus this weekend?
In a world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Fine.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Charlie Five. Thank you guys for tuning in and listening. We got some crazy stuff to talk about this morning. Today, we got two, possibly three 5-stars on campus this weekend. And who's on commit watch? And we'll get to that in a minute. But first, you know we got to give a shout out to our boy Ford Stokes at Active Wealth Management. Look, you worked so hard to save. You need to protect it. You need to grow it. Make sure it's working at its max capacity. Ford Stokes is the one to help you get you where you need to be. You can check them out in a multitude of different ways. You can check them out at activewealth.com. You can check them out at annuity360.net and get his free book that gives you a lot of different strategies and different things that you can learn about annuities. And then if you want to watch Ford Stokes, you want to hear Ford Stokes talk, you can go to retirementresults.com and catch all of the episodes of his television show that he's launched in Huntsville and Columbus. You can catch it in Huntsville on Sundays at 10:30 and in Columbus at 8:30 on Sundays. If you miss those, though, you can go to retirementresults.com and check out every single episode. He's the man. He's a big Auburn fan, and he's just a great friend to have. So call him, say, hey, Ford, I just want you to check out my 401k. Make sure it's working like it needs to be working. He'll do it for free, and you make a friend out of it. So tell him War Eagle. Tell him I sent you, and tell him you love him. Just tell him you love him. How about that? Ford Stokes, Active Wealth Management. All right, guys, this weekend was already big. It was already said to be a big recruiting weekend, and I believe it's being confirmed. Another visitor has been added to the list, one we talked about earlier in this week, that made it to where there's two consensus. I don't want to say consensus. There's one consensus 5-star. Every single site's got him as a 5-star. There's one industry leading 5-star. The On3, where they take the average of all the different recruiting sites, add them up, and he computes out an industry average, another industry average 5-star, and then one of On3's ranked 5-stars is also going to be here. So you got two essentially consensus 5-stars and an On3 5-star all on campus this week. It was, like I said, it was already going to be a big week, and now it's got the potential to be even bigger, and we're going to go through those here in just a second. But number one, the guy that was here, scheduled to be here the whole time, there wasn't really a surprise. He was scheduled to come in. It's someone I'm really excited about. His name's Caleb Cunningham. He's a wide receiver from Choctaw County High School in Ackerman, Mississippi. Let me tell you something. If you could take Cam Coleman and put him in a 3D printer and print out an identical clone, it would be Caleb Cunningham, just 1 year younger. 6'3", 190, almost, like I said, the same size, same type receiver that Cam Coleman is. This is your number one guy for the 2025 class that Auburn has singled out. It's got a relationship with Derek Nix. Obviously, you're going to have the Mississippi connection with Hugh Freeze, somebody that Auburn is really, 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 really covets. With the big wide receiver class of last year, if you could get a Caleb Cunningham, I think you'd be happy with that being the whole class. He's that good. He's that much of an important piece that you'd be willing to you'd be willing to put more of your resources towards to land, because he's that good. And he's here. He's going to be here on official visit. He's been here multiple times. One thing about this kid that is very interesting to me is, at this point in recruitment, kids may say, you know, I'm wide open. Nobody leads, you know, whatever. But you can kind of read through the tea leaves. You can follow their visits. You can do things kind of that nature, and you can kind of deduce who might actually be the leader. This kid seems pretty wide, he's done a really good job of playing all the cards equal, because it doesn't seem like there's really anyone that stands out at this moment. I think there's some sort of connection at Mississippi State, but so people sort of assume that might be the leader, but I really don't think anybody has sort of taken the charge here. I think it's sort of every, I really do think this is a wide open recruitment, and it could sort of go, be one of those that sort of goes a little bit later, goes the distance, goes into the fall. But Auburn gets a crack at him this weekend. Again, if you could get this guy, I think you'd be okay being done at wide receiver. You may have some sort of maybe a little bit lower ranked guy that you are evaluating really hard down the road. But I think if you just got this guy and that coupled with the class from last year, I think you'd be done. He's also a guy that maybe watching what Auburn does at quarterback. I think he likes what we have on the roster, but he may be a guy that's, you know, I want to see who's they're bringing in with me. And could this be a situation where, you know, a Juju Lewis helps push this recruitment over the edge? Yeah, you'll have to see. But Caleb Cunningham, big-time wide receiver, on-three industry average five-star, is on campus. No, five-star number one. Okay, five-star number two. We talked about him earlier in the week. We said that he locked in a visit. He said out of his own mouth it was going to be in the, you know, later in the year, like during the football season. He was going to save his official visit for the football season. Naheem offered the overall number eight player in the class has decided, no, I'm not going to wait till the end of the football season. I'm going to go, or during the football season, I'm going to go ahead and come on my official visit this weekend, get hype with a bunch of other five stars. I think. And this news like just came out, like it just started kind of trickling through the message boards, trickling through Twitter, and boom, he's locked in for official visit this weekend. Huge. Something's flipping. I don't want to say flipping. Flipping means he's obviously he'd be flipping his commitment, but there seems to be some momentum here, and I like the idea of going ahead and getting him in now, and then he's only a couple hours up the road. He can come back at any point in time, but go ahead and get him in the summer where you can really roll out the red carpet, where you're not game planning. You're not having to worry about, you know, going and taking on an opponent. You can just sort of focus it all on recruiting. This is interesting. This is interesting for him to go ahead and pull the trigger as far as coming this weekend, especially after literally just a couple of days ago at the On Three Elite Series, he said he would visit, you know, but later in the week. So I don't know what to make of this one yet. I know obviously he's going to have multiple visits. I know that he's still committed to Ohio State, but I like where, I don't know. I just like that Auburn's going ahead and getting this in. And coupling it with other big players. Maybe one to keep an eye out on. I'm not saying anything's going to happen, but I think we really need to be watching this one moving forward, because we're not giving up. Auburn's not giving up on this recruitment, and it's going to go, it should go the distance. Third, depending on what recruiting site you look at, Brody Scholl from Ohio. We talked about him. We've talked about him multiple times. Offensive tackle. He's the number 19 player in On Three's rankings. So eventually, when they release their full array of five stars, which is somewhere in the 20s, 25-ish five stars, Broderick Scholl right now is on schedule to be a five star on On3's rankings. Five star offensive tackle. So depending on what you look at, you got 3 5 stars possibly in town this weekend. I'm gonna say two, but eventually this guy's probably gonna be a five star at least on On3's rankings. This is one where he just flat out came out and said Auburn leads. This was a couple of months ago on one of his visits here. He's coming back for an official visit. I think since then, again, kids say a lot of things, but I do think since then, he's taking a couple of trips to Nebraska, a little bit closer to home, and I think that lead that Auburn had maybe shrunk a little bit, maybe shrunk back to where it may be a 60-40 versus an 80-20 type thing. So this is a big visit. this is a big visit. If you want this kid in the class, this is your chance to go ahead and put your foot on the – I still think Auburn leads. This is a chance to go ahead and put your foot on the gas and extend that lead and seal the deal. And I think he's got a July-ish commitment scheduled. So this is one of the last chances you're going to get to, you know, this is one of the last chances you're going to get to hammer down, you know, drop the hammer on him before he pulls the trigger and commits. So, man, what a weekend. What a weekend you could possibly have. You got three five-stars, and that's not it. That's not all. There's multiple big-time visitors that we could possibly – that we're going to talk about here in just a second. But the next set of visitors we're going to talk about are visitors that might be on commit watch. So we'll talk about that. But before we do that, we got to give a shout out to PlainsCoffee.com. Use coupon code button for 10% off every single order from now to the end of time. Stop wasting your time going to the big box stores, the grocery stores, buying those big cans of coffee that's been sitting there for months. Get coffee that's freshly ground days before it ships. You can smell it from the mailbox. And if you don't like coffee, they have tea there too. So check them out, plainscoffee.com. Show them some love. Use coupon code button for 10% off. All right. Now, every time you have visits, you're talking who could possibly be on commit watch. Who could be possibly on commit watch? Because typically, you know, it wasn't very long ago that a lot of times when you'd have these visits, you'd have kids commit on these visits. You know, last year we did have a couple of kids commit at the Big Cat weekend. That's a little bit different because that's sort of like a party, and sometimes you may keep commitments in your pocket. You know what I mean? And you're like, okay, we're gonna make this big thing on Big Cat weekend. You're gonna be our Big Cat weekend commit. You're gonna be the guy that pops on Big Cat weekend. But typically on official visits, you know, with the times it is today, the kids want to come. They don't typically want to go public. They may give you a silent commitment and say, hey, I'm going to get my graphics. I'm going to get my announcement together. I'm going to get whatever I got together. And then, you know, maybe Sunday night or Monday, we'll go public. So when I say commit watch, I don't think it necessarily means, hey, on Saturday, when this kid gets here, he could pull the trigger. Now, it doesn't mean he won't, but I'm not expecting a Saturday commitment, but there's at least two guys that I would say we could watch out for possibly being on a commit watch. And then we'll talk about a little of the other visitors real quick to watch out for as well. But the first guy, this is sort of coming out of the blue too. This is coming from multiple different places as well. But Blake Woodby is a four-star corner, recent decommit from Ohio State. Okay. He just recently decommitted from Ohio State, and one of the first visits he schedules is with Auburn. I'm going to be honest. I try to be pretty well in the loop on recruiting and what's going on. I haven't really heard of this kid. He's from Maryland. Turns out if we were to land him, I think he would possibly be one of the top, if not the top commitment of our class as far as ranking goes. So this is not just some – yeah, he would be. He would be the number – he'd be the top commit of this class as far as ranking goes. All of a sudden, he's scheduled a visit, and there's riders from around him. There are riders from around that area, riders from up north that are saying, hey, you got to watch – this kid's coming to Auburn. This kid may go ahead and pull the trigger to Auburn. Auburn's in a great spot with him. He's got a great relationship with Crime Dog, and I think the NIL situation is very favorable. So this is sort of come out of the blue. This is sort of someone that's, you know, kind of jumped out of nowhere that, you know, Auburn has apparently still been in contact with, even though he's been committed to Ohio State. He decommits. He's scheduled for an official visit, and there's riders, not Auburn riders. There's riders from elsewhere saying, this kid's going to Auburn. Or, hey, watch out. This kid could go to Auburn this weekend. It's not just a trip. It's legit. So Blake Woodby, who would be our top rated recruit in the class, forgive me for that terrible pun, be on the lookout. Be on the watch for Blake Woodby. He is a guy that could possibly pull the trigger, if not this weekend, shortly thereafter. Auburn seems to be – Auburn seems to be caught in a really good spot here. It shocks me because, like I said, I try to keep up with it. I try to stay in the loop. This is one that's sort of come out of nowhere, and it's all happened really fast. So Blake would be, I think that's one to really, really pay attention to as somebody who could possibly, you know, pull the trigger. Now, look, I said earlier, Broderick Scholl could, you know, he's got a later commitment date, but I think he's one, also another one that you could put on commit watch as far as if Auburn really wants to go ahead and put the hammer down. This is a kid that's right there on the edge. Auburn theoretically leads in this recruitment. This is one of your last opportunities. Why not go ahead and do what you got to do to lock him down? And I think this is a type of kid that Auburn could possibly do that with. I'm not sure that he would necessarily change his visits. I think he'd still probably go. I think he wants to visit Texas Tech and Texas A&M. Understandably, he's from Oklahoma. But you feel like Nebraska's your biggest threat. I think he's already visited Nebraska. So if you can go ahead and lock it in this weekend, I think you might want to put Brody Scholl on commit watch. I think it could possibly happen this weekend. So those are the two I think that within a reasonable amount of time, could one or both could possibly pull the trigger here soon. Again, we'll have to wait and see. I don't expect it in general commits to pop on visits, but shortly thereafter, a couple of days after, they talk to who they got to talk to, get their graphic together, get their video together, whatever they like to do. I'm all for it because I think some of these graphics are pretty sweet, and I like to see them. And it's fun to sit there and wait, and then boom, it pops, and you can get fired up. So I kind of dig it anyway. But yeah, I think those two out of the visits are ones to watch. Now, this is not the only visits this weekend. A couple of guys to watch out for. Kalen Edwards, if you remember, he was one of the big four-star defensive tackles that was committed in this class, who decommitted shortly after Jeremy Garrett left for the NFL. He's going to come back for an official visit. I think Auburn still wants him in the class. If they were to push back for him, could they get him? I think there's a very good shot that he could possibly jump back in the class. He's coming with a lot of his family this weekend, so. If you want Kalen Edwards still in the class, I think you got a really good shot at him this weekend. Emory Winston, he's a four-star tight end from Georgia. I think Auburn really wants to have at least one more tight end in this class. This would be a good one. They've been trying to get him to get on campus for a while. I think he's committed to Texas. One to watch out for. Ty Buster, he's already a commit in the class. Three-star offensive lineman from, I believe, North Carolina. Look, this guy, Auburn loves this guy. So they're going to still wine him and dine him and treat him great, because you don't want to lose this kid, because a lot of people feel like he's not going to be a three-star for very long. And also, he's not going to be as lightly pursued very long. There's going to be a lot of schools that are going to try to get in on this recruitment. So when he comes in for an official visit, it's not just, oh, hey, thanks for coming, you're a commit, you know, go sit over there. No, you're right in the mix. You're a part of this thing. And then another interesting one to watch for is Elijah Menendez. He's a Miami commit from Kissimmee, Florida, four-star linebacker. So I watched some film on this kid, prototype linebacker, you know, 6'2", 6'1", 6'2"-ish, 210, 215, 220, fast. When you think about Auburn linebackers, this is kind of who you think about. And he's committed to Miami, and he's from south-ish Florida, south or central Florida, whatever you want to call it. But from what I understand, Auburn's got a really good shot at this guy. You got two linebackers committed. You got Tyler Lockhart, who's going to be a true linebacker. And then you have Keldrick Falk's little brother, Ja'Caleb Falk, who is he's just a big kid. It's hard to imagine, you know, he ends up actually playing linebacker. You don't have a ton of linebacker spots, but if he ends up playing more of an edge guy, could you push for Elijah Menendez? We'll have to see. But I understand, from what I understand, Auburn may be in this one a little bit more than you think. It's not just a business trip. This is something that could blossom into something pretty nice. So big weekend. June's going to be a big visit weekend. Okay. Or visit month. Sorry. Not weekend. Month. Next weekend, you got some big visitors. I think you got your big time wide receiver, Derek Smith, supposed to be coming in next weekend. You got Juju Lewis the next weekend. And then tons of other guys leading up to this crescendo up to Big Cat weekend at the end of July. So let's see what happens. Anytime you got multiple five stars on campus, you're fired up. That gets you excited. That lets you know Auburn is recruiting at a high level and they're getting after it. So again, let's see what happens. So first week of going daily. We did have Memorial Day, but we're going daily. It's been fun. We're going to wrap it back on Monday and check out how these visits go, see if anything comes out of it, see if we get any commits to pop. And you know we're going to break it down, and we're going to kick it back up next Monday. So, guys, this has been fun. It's got me excited, got me fired up for this to get going daily. The response has been great, and I really appreciate it. So you know what to do. Like this video, subscribe to this channel, send it to a friend, text them right now. You don't even have to say nothing. Just send them the link. Send them the link and see what happens. Send it to an Alabama fan. Who cares? Whatever. Share the word. Share the word. Follow me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5. You can get in the comments on this video. I comment back. I respond back to every single one. So even if you want to say I touch my nose too much, that's been told to me. I'm working on that. So if you got stuff, if you got advice, let me know in the comments. I'll thank you and I'll take it to heart. I'll take it to heart for sure. But I really appreciate it. Y'all have a great weekend. Hopefully something big happens and we'll just catch it back. We'll get back together on Monday, not Tuesday. So again, thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening and drive home safely.